In recent years, there's been a growing number of investigations into the ready availability of human organ transplants in China. Practitioners of the meditative exercise program Falun Gong, which was abruptly banned by the Chinese government in 1999, charged that many of those organs are being harvested from people who were jailed for continuing to follow the program. That's been hard to prove, says Brad Adams, Asia Director for Human Rights Watch in Berkeley, but the organ trafficking itself is clearly happening.
It's clear that there's organ trafficking going on in China. The scale of it is unclear. What we know is that the Chinese government has moved from denying it to admitting it, although saying that where it's been proven to exist, the scale of it is rather small. There was a Japanese TV documentary a couple years ago that showed a brand new hospital in a northern Chinese town that had a wing that seemed to be dedicated just to providing organs to wealthy foreigners.
And that, says Adams, raises the obvious question, where are those organs coming from?
The Falun Gong claim that it comes from tortured and killed members of the Falun Gong, that is not entirely clear. But China is a dictatorship, and it is very easy for individuals in China to be abused, to be arbitrarily detained by both the legal authorities and by shady mafia-type figures. So it's not at all unlikely that this has happened and that it may be happening on a fairly large scale.
Enzo Goa is a Chinese Falun Gong practitioner who received asylum in the United States after he fled here in 2008 to avoid a second harsh imprisonment for his beliefs. Now a naturalized citizen and a Sonoma County resident, he has no doubts about what is driving the Chinese organ trafficking business.
They just thought that we are the best sources for living bodies. Because we're healthy, we practice this exercise. The supply is abundant. Once they know that you wouldn't give up what you believe in Falun Gong, then they will throw onto the operation table. It's like a production line. And then once they got all your organs out, they just burn your body. Then nothing is there anymore.
Goa says important reports have supported this suspicion.
There were two independent investigators from Canada. They wrote hundreds of pages, and they presented their reports in the United Nations. At that conference, the representative from China didn't say anything, didn't deny anything, but to point out there was a name of a place that was misspelled. That was the only response.
This may be the most horrific manifestation of the Chinese government's suppression of Falun Gong, says Matthew Kang at the Sonoma County Contact for people who want to know more about the ancient practice. But there are others, too.
It's not limited to organ transplant. We try to let people know Falun Gong is being suppressed. This suppression and persecution for Falun Gong is ruthless and doesn't need to go this bad and this long, but it has been since 1999.
Other alleged atrocities include severe beatings, torture, and the forced and staged public burnings of Falun Gong practitioners, which are then reported as self-immolation. Falun Gong advocates also charge that Chinese suppression and harassment has extended to other nations as well, including some incidents here in the United States. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.